my name is Judith Pellegrino, and welcome to Close Encounters with My Inner Child. In this episode, I will share healing moments between my adult, inner child, inner teen, and inner young adult that have occurred as a result of pelvic floor therapy. I will share healing resources that have helped me and give examples of how my outer world reflects my inner world. In previous podcasts, I have shared about my sexual dysfunction and ways I have tried to heal in this area of my life. I mentioned wanting to try pelvic floor therapy and Mona Lisa Touch laser treatments. Since recording those two episodes, my adult realized it would be best to try one therapy at a time. That way she can see what is necessary and what would help her the most. My adult's financial recovery also helped her to see that money-wise, it would be best to utilize her health insurance benefits that cover the pelvic floor therapy first. Then she can see if it's even required, the laser treatment therapy that are not covered by her husband's insurance. $2,500 for three treatments this year and $650 once a year for the rest of her life would come out of her family's financial resources. My adult and inner child healed enough to go to her pelvic floor therapy consultation. The physical therapist, whose expertise is the pelvic floor, was truly a gift from God. She asked my adult questions with gentleness, compassion, humor, and respect. A couple times my inner child and teen and young adult cried while my adult answered. Part of the reason for their tears is they felt like everything was going to be okay. They were already learning from this physical therapist that it is so important to love this part of their body. My adult was informed by the previous sexual health professional that her pelvic floor is so tight that she prescribed vaginal Valium to insert the night before her physical therapy. This would help ensure the physical therapist could actually do her job, which is to help my adult's pelvic floor loosen up. My adult joked with her physical therapist that her pelvic floor is like Fort Knox, hard to get into. My adult and inner child noticed how gentle this woman was as she slowly moved her hands over her abdominal muscles that are connected to the pelvic floor. She moved them so slowly, my adult wondered how effective this was. As my adult typed this experience, my adult's inner child just started crying. She revealed that her mother's touch was rough and fast-paced. My adult's physical therapist nor my inner child's mother touch was sexual in any way. It was just in that private, sensitive area of her body. Her inner child's mom's touch taught her something was wrong with her. Her physical therapist touch taught her she's okay and worthy of her time and kind, gentle touch, and how to let go and relax this part of her body that is extremely tense. January 6th was my adult husband's birthday. Because it was the date of her first pelvic floor therapy, her husband did not get any birthday sex. On this same date, around 2 p.m., my adult witnessed the insanity of America's Capitol building being broken into by misguided people. She witnessed people hurting each other who were there. She witnessed violence in other countries and ours, but not in real time. She realized how they hurt people around the world who were not there in person. She also realized how the already horrible state of our country was worsening moment by moment. This outer event mirrored the riot going on inside of her. By 4 p.m., my adult noticed the vaginal volume wore off, and she was feeling pelvic floor pain that radiated to her knees and feet. Witnessing the riot in Washington, D.C. scared my adult and inner child. She was so pissed off, my adult child created a fever of 101.5. She did not know at the time if this fever was due to COVID-19. After studying mental causes for physical ailments, she suspected the fever came from the physical therapy and the riot on Capitol Hill. Louise Hay, in her book called Heal Your Body, shares how our physical ailments are rooted in negative core beliefs and thoughts. My adult has been using this book to study the mental cause of physical ailments and has been applying the affirmation she provided her readers to combat physical ailments for over 23 years. Louise Hay says that fever is anger, burning up. I believe my inner child and teen were so pissed off that someone is trying to break into the psychosomatic fortress they unconsciously built. She said Louise Hay's affirmations three times to combat the anger, which was the root cause of her fever. I am the cool, calm expression of peace and love. My adult contacted her chiropractor she visited that day. She followed her instructions to go to bed with a fever and woke up the next day without it. She felt like she needed additional rest, and her work manager agreed she should stay home to quarantine and see how she felt the next day. A long time ago, my young adult was taught in a spiritual community called the Center for Conscious Living in Morristown, New Jersey, that her inner world will be reflected in her outer world. She has witnessed this many times. My adult realized her pelvic floor physical therapist has been gently breaking into her pelvic floor past her inner child's psychosomatic barriers. The rioters broke into the Capitol building, and this pissed my adult off as much as her inner child and teen were pissed off at her for allowing the physical therapist to enter her. My adult can see clearly how this anger could have created her fever. My adult's next pelvic floor therapy appointment went well. She drove to work right after. She worked her normal six-hour day without any pain. An hour after she arrived home, my adult started to feel the way she did on January 6th. She could not get warm. She had a fever of 101.5, again. She took a nice hot bath with Epsom salts, which my adult learned is good for her pelvic floor. She applied the V-Magic moistener her physical therapist gave her to apply to her pelvic floor. The company who makes it is called Medicine Mama's Apothecary. My adult went back to Louise Hay's Heal Your Body book to review and reaffirm she is the cool, calm expression of peace and love. While laying in her bed, my adult suddenly chose to stay up and watch her husband and adult son play a video game called Overcooked 1 for the very first time. They wanted her to play with them initially, but she was not feeling up to it. She sat on a recliner chair and watched them play. When my adult started to feel her pelvic floor pain increase, her inner teen started to reveal thoughts about the guy who date raped her, how unloving he was to trick her and take her down a basement, do his business, and leave her on the floor bleeding to answer the phone, and it was his girlfriend. That is when my adult realized her inner teen has been punishing herself since that date rape. Then her inner child compared her mother to the gentle physical therapist. Her mother handled her roughly and took the pleasure of caring, gentle touch away by pulling her hair out when she combed it and then blaming her for her pain. Her mother, who clipped her fingernails too short and blamed her for it. This is the same mother who made the bath water too hot or cold, or made her wash in dirty water from previous siblings' baths that she had to get in and out of. In that moment of pelvic pain, my adult's inner child grieved the loss of an adult female who was careful with her instead of manhandling her. She wished her mother were like this physical therapist. Tears of grief flowed down my adult's face as she realized how this pelvic floor therapist is literally teaching her and her inner child how to be loving toward this part of her body. She felt blessed to have found a physical therapist who is gentle, is a gentle, kind soul who works in this area of the body. This time, my adult's fever broke before she went to bed. She felt a sense of calm instead of anxiety while watching the special CNN report on the riot at the Capitol building. My adult was able to separate herself from the events she could do nothing about. She remembered another lesson from the Center for Conscious Living. When we shift our own consciousness and grow, it helps shift the consciousness of humanity. That is what my adult and child have been doing since 1998 in recovery from generational addictions and compulsions. Now they are uprooting deeply embedded core beliefs Joyce Meyer would call strongholds. They are the covenants my inner child made with herself so long ago, but affect her currently. I know that my adult felt a sense of relief when she heard that our ruthless, selfish, narcissistic, outgoing president was starting to be held accountable for who he has been and the poor choices he and his violent followers have made. I believe that this amazing news contributed to the calm she felt. It gave her and her loved ones hope for a brighter future for generations to come. I also believe it was due to my inner child starting to surrender to the possibility that all men and women are not bad. She is opening to the possibility of sexual pleasure and intimacy, which is her birthright. Her inner teen is finally letting go of the pain she has inflicted on herself, which impacted my adult and her husband. She is letting go of the need to punish herself for having allowed a sexual predator to take advantage of her. I am so grateful my adult is not letting her inner child and inner teen stay in the prison of their making they built so many years ago, brick by brick. She is breaking the unconscious covenant she made with herself as a child and teen that has stolen more than it has ever given over her lifetime. This covenant that was meant to protect her, but robbed her of the ability to express love, peace, and joy, is finally being smashed by love. The quality of my adult and her husband's lovemaking is improving as a result. She is seeing herself giving and being more open to receiving pleasure. Even though she is not yet able to let her husband enter her vagina, she and her husband are confident the day is coming soon. My adult's husband, who barely smiled for years, is starting to smile more regularly with her and at her. My adult wonders if it's due to their improved sex life, or if it is the fact that Donald J. Trump is on his way out of his office. She believes the answer is her outer world is reflecting her inner world. Thank you for listening.
Good day, Judith. My name is Ginger. I consider myself a recovering adult child. I am very much enjoying your podcast and thank you for your contribution to inner child work. I do have a few questions about the resources that you have put out. I'm having trouble finding one of them. I am leaving my email address at the beginning of this message in hopes that you will reply. I was unable to find any way to contact you otherwise. Again, I thank you very much for your service and for your contribution.